608.
.com's true cost owned for the first 5 years.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Just unbelievable fear-mongering by the mainstream media. Mexico on lockdown, civil emergency. They've announced a health emergency here in the United States. And if they're telling the truth, only 80 people have died. That sounds like a lot, but 15,000 a year die in the U.S. of flu alone. It's well over 200,000 in an average year, according to the World Eugenics, World Health Organization, the WHO, over there at the United Nations. So we're continuing to take your phone calls. Going back to Dre in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, Dre, under this health emergency, they have done drills before. It's called Operation Dark Winter. That's coming up in the next segment. To during smallpox or pandemic flu outbreak to lock down all the cities. And then they can have some of these kind of false alarms, too, to practice locking down the cities and federalizing things. And then they can use that as a cover for martial law takeover drills that could be for political reasons down the road. And they're announcing all over the news, you know, the Arizona police to be federalized, state police merging with the feds, New York police merging with the feds, the Army to patrol the streets of Schenectady, New York. The Marines are helping at DWI checkpoints 2 weeks ago in Tennessee. They found out the Army was running checkpoints of U.S. citizens on highways. The governor said don't do it. The Army, this is in the newspapers, we posted this at Infowars.com, just said, you know what, we're going to do what we want. Shut up, governor. Because we're already under this emergency, under this control. And they use things like this, whether it's real, i.e. a real deadly flu or a manufactured deadly flu, or it isn't really a deadly flu and they're just hyping it. Either way you cut it, they get more power and control in the nanny state through this. Okay, going back to Dre in Atlanta. Dre, go ahead.
Yes, what concerns me more than anything, though, is a lot of people in the Atlanta area is sick and already have the flux symptoms already. And I know the news is saying that a lot of people are starting to get it, but I think it's already here. And I think our government is trying to prepare for the outbreak that's about to happen real soon, in my opinion.
Well, that's how it works. It's exponential, depending on the flu model and the incubation period of the flu. You know, it could be 2 days, it could be a week. It could be as long as, well, half of 180 days. What's half of 180 days? We're talking about 90 days till this thing peaks in the United States. And see, they're saying that they first learned about it in Mexico on March 18th, this strain. They just told us that in the AP today, claiming earlier they said they found it last week. Now it's 35-plus days ago they're saying that they found it. And so I don't know. I mean, this is just getting pretty crazy. And we know they've been drilling for martial law and preparing for a long time. Then you got Baxter mixing it, bird flu, with regular vaccines in Europe. I mean, I've been really talking about that a lot the last few months, and I'm saying that in the cards was a staged bird flu outbreak. And now this one, curveball from the New World Order, bird flu, swine flu, and human flu all mixed together. That is a designer virus.
Yeah, that's what my fiance said. She said, oh, my God, that's man-made. Flew there. And for her to say that, it really, really brought it into life for me. But, Alex, I want to tell you, you're the best. I listen to you for almost a year now. I follow you all the time. And I wish you keep informing us of all the stuff that they're informing us about. And I really want to thank you for that.
God bless you, sir. I want to thank you for listening. Please spread the word. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't get it all right. I try to get it right, though. I try to research hard. I've been researching this flu probably the last 2 days. I've been researching it all week, but I really got on it the last 2 days. Probably 15 hours of research. And I've interviewed all these doctors and scientists over the years and studied the establishment. And I'm very upset in my gut. And what is the gut? It's the integration of all the info. And I'm not trying to freak folks out, but I'm getting calls from friends and people that live in San Antonio that the flu is down there and that people are sick all around them. And the flu season's over. And Paul was just down in San Antonio visiting family, and his wife now has a respiratory illness today. Now, it may be allergies or maybe a cold. But again, they're saying it hadn't killed anybody in the U.S. yet. So, but why is it killing so many people in Mexico? Because they've got a lot more poor people? You know, a common cold in places in Africa where they're on the edge of starving to death, a common cold will come through in places like Rwanda or places, nations all over Africa. And we'll just, you know, kill, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of people per nation. So we're healthy. Drink more orange juice. Take that elderberry concentrate, super antiviral, colloidal silver, oil of oregano. These are all things, garlic, that have been proven to be very antiviral. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Chris in Tampa, Florida, speaking of things that will boost your immune system against viruses. And no, folks, antibiotics will not. I'm getting calls going, this antibiotic's good, that antibiotic's good. Antibiotics do nothing with viruses. You have to have antivirals. Chris in Tampa, Florida. Folks, antibiotics are for bacteria because they don't have a cell wall. Chris in Tampa, Florida, you're on the air.
Right. The viri have a lipid envelope or a fat coating that allows them to attach to your cells in order to infect your cells. But it'd be great. I'm so glad to hear you're going to have these different doctors on, as you've had in the Dr. Deagle's show. I was trying to tune in even more. I wanted to run by them some of these supplements, and we should stock up on them, I think, just because gun control would be a whole lot harder.
Well, your phone is really bad, so please get to it quick.
Yeah, if we're able to hold a gun, but the influenza virus is the H5N1 bird flu. It is a lipid envelope virus. I don't know about this current one, but lipid envelope viruses can be dissolved by inexpensive supplements like lecithin or magnesium peroxide products that release oxygen in your system or ozone. And echinacea, the first caller mentioned, I might be wary of that because it boosts the immune system. That might cause hemorrhagic fever, which is why the younger people with a strong immunity succumb to this flu and other flus.
You know, that's true. It actually, explain how that happens, because I forget exactly. The people that really have good immune systems, somehow it then goes haywire into overdrive with hemorrhagic fever.
Yes, inflammation and bleeding has caused it just goes into your lungs, and you're internally bleeding your lungs and other organs. But this is the immune response, or the fact that a lot of your cells can't get through inflamed blood vessels. Some other supplements that I've found are amazing are things like colostrum that are good for hemorrhagic fever. You mentioned Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's also good for all types of flu. Oleuropein, which is from olive leaf extract, is even anti-anthrax, and it's against antiviral against all the viruses against which it has yet been tested. It's antifungal, antibacterial. It even kills the bacteria that can survive in the presence of oxygen or that could survive in the presence of ozone. There are other things like golden seal root. You mentioned the garlic, allicin, that Dr. Deagle mentions a lot, the supplement that he sells or has available. That's the active constituent of garlic. And you mentioned the oregano oil. And, oh, by the way, a lot of these supplements kill the natural flora in your bacteria, so you might want to supplement with things like probiotics, yogurt, kefir, unpasteurized milk and yogurt, because it will kill off the good bacteria. But then again, an oxygenating supplement will help those good bacteria survive.
Well, listen, speak of the devil. We got Dr. Deagle coming up for you in about 15, 20 minutes to pop in with a quick five-minute report, and I'm going to have him and a lot of others on throughout the week. Coming up this week. So do I have time to go one more call? I don't, do I? Okay, I'm going to try to hurry through your calls now. Thank you so much, caller. Ken in Swartz, Texas. School's closed for 5 days. He wants to report on that. Stuart in Mass. Blaine in Austin. And George in Los Angeles. So we'll go ahead and open the phones up to everybody, too. I just want to hear from folks in Mexico City. 877-590-5525 or 512-836-0590. InfoWars.com is my website.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Three, Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, I feel like I'm a 1970s Mac Daddy pimp rolling right now to this music.
But it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. In a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
Yeah, just a bit of gallows humor from the one, the only Alex Jones. That's me. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. You know, I have a weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The place is PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Syndicated across the nation. I've made the new film, The Obama Deception, now out on DVD, showing how Barack Obama works for the very same interests that financed George W. Bush. And until we wake up to that, the globalists are just going to continue to win and expand their power and control. Okay, the way the media and the government is hyping this, they have flus every year that kill hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, 15,000 in the U.S., more than 15,000 in Mexico, because they have more poor folks and worse sanitation and less access to medicine. So, I mean, 80 deaths, this is nothing. And let's say it runs the gamut for the next couple of months and kills a couple thousand. That is nothing. You know, there's literally hundreds of thousands dying, drowning, and in car wrecks, and 300 and something thousand die a year. The American Medical Association admits from just bad medication interactions, prescription interactions. So you don't see all this ripping out of the hair. And you've got the Chicago Tribune reporting Illinois-based Baxter working on swine flu vaccine. These are the same folks that have been caught mixing bird flu with the vaccines. Mainstream news, folks. Strict measures to fight deadly flu in Mexico. Vaccination program is underway. That's a headline out of World News, out of Euronews.net. Vaccination program is underway, but the emergence of a mixture of viruses has taken experts by surprise and forced Mexico's president to appeal for calm. So, I mean, how can they have a vaccine for something that just popped up? Just amazing. So that's some of what we have. I want to blitz through your calls. And then coming up, we're going to have Dr. Bill Deagle, who does a show on the Genesis Network, where I do one, and I'm going to pop in just briefly because I want to get to all your calls with his take. I don't know his take yet. We'll find his take on this. But he's been big on the bird flu the last few years, researching it and saying it was coming. He's a medical doctor. We'll talk to him briefly. But coming up, Dark Winter, Pretext for Top Off, Martial Law Drills. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'll tell you why it's so important coming up. Right now, let's go to Ken in Shirts, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. Let me give you a little rundown of what's been going on out here. Thursday afternoon, as it were, they were calling everybody in this area with a recorded call saying that they had confirmed two cases of swine flu at Still High School, which is in Cibolo. Well, then they closed Still down on Friday. Well, then it followed up with a letter we got Saturday from the school district saying what had happened. About 3 hours ago, they called again, and now they've closed down all the schools in Cibolo, Church, and Universal City. Now, of course, you know that all this sits right outside the front gate of Randolph Air Force Base. And I don't have any news on that, but they have a high school on the base there, and I'm sure they got an elementary school. So I don't know what else is going on there, but there's
Well, you know, the last two swine flu epidemics broke out on U.S. military bases and were genetically engineered. That's clear, designer viruses. So and then they had a quote forced inoculation program in '76 for it, but it killed so many people that they had to stop it because people refused to take it. So you watch, folks are lining up already just to get the regular flu shot, which has no connection to this flu. And it'll just run down your immune system, but they don't care. They want to believe there's a magic bullet for all of this.
Well, yeah, on the national news, I think it was Friday, they said that there's no vaccine for this flu. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in flu shots. I haven't had one in 20 years.
Listen, my mother was never sick, but she was getting ready for a triathlon years ago, like a decade ago. She took a flu shot and it almost killed her. And they admit the smallpox shot, the flu shots, actually gives people, in many cases, flu and smallpox and anthrax. They gave it to the troops, killed a bunch of them. These vaccines are dangerous, folks. They grow them in dead monkeys and dead babies, and even the seed stock, when they grow them on egg whites, the original seed stock from where the pathogen came from was grown on dead monkeys or dead humans 9 times out of 10. So there's all those other viruses and human DNA involved, cancer viruses. You know, Google vaccines and cancer viruses. I can't believe folks don't know about this. Almost every major vaccine line out there is filled with viruses that cause cancer. And no wonder cancer's way up. These vaccines are deadly, period.
I agree.
All right, buddy, I really appreciate your call, Ken. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Stuart Mass. Stuart's off topic, so I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. Go ahead, Stuart.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Man, I'm on the Alex Jones Show.
You are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I got to be quick because you're putting through calls. But, no, I was did want to say something non-subject, which is if they do use I'm almost convinced they're going to go with a pandemic because if you think about it, once that gets out of the bag, man, there's almost nothing anybody can do about it. They just have to follow orders. I mean, even cops.
That's the perfect cover to bring in the police state they need.
Yeah, totally. And I just wanted to talk about, like, I've worked myself being an info warrior since before it was popular. I'm kind of like, I'm not, you know, some psycho kid living with my parents, but I am one of those kids, like, trust me, man, I have fought the battle. I've been, like, snubbed off of campuses, lost countless friends, every girlfriend I've ever had. This is a bad fight.
The French Resistance had people trying to kill them, though, when they were fighting the Nazis. So knowing you're doing the right thing is what matters. But, I mean, look, our movement's becoming more and more mainstream. It may be just the kind of the circle you're in, but you ought to just get with like-minded patriots and try to wake folks up en masse. But we salute your work. I appreciate your call, Stuart. Keep up the great work. George in L.A., you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man, I'm so happy to hear from you and to talk to you, man. I want to let you know you're doing a great job, man, and you're my idol, bro.
No. All of you out there fighting tyranny are my idols, but go ahead.
And, Alex, I just want to let you know that on the day of the tax rally, we went to Glendale, California. We were wearing our 911. It was an inside job, and we went with folders of proven facts that you told us to print out, and we were showing people. We passed out of the Obama decision. I mean, we're doing as much as we can out here, you know, to try to...
For those that don't know, we just had the November 22nd, we had the End the Fed protest at Fed rally, at Fed locations, Private Federal Reserve. We had another big one all over the United States yesterday, pointing out the real enemy of the people, the private bankers. Go ahead.
You know what? What's so ironic, Alex, is that the day of the taxation, when we went to go do the rally, there was no chemtrails hardly ever sprayed that day. Because I wanted to go and point out to people because these people need to wake up, man. They really need to wake up, Alex. I mean, I've been awake for about a year now. I've totally changed my life, and I'm trying to talk to people, but people, you know, are kind of giving me the...
What happens is, George, a prophet's never known in his own country, and people think nothing of themselves. They're so insecure about themselves. They, when they hear about something scary, they don't respect themselves, so they don't want to hear about it because they can't imagine that they could actually change things or that they could make the world a better place. You think enough of yourself and have it in your spirit and who you are to stand up and get the word out. So let people laugh now at you. Later, they will thank you. God bless you, George. We're out of time. All right, I'm going to come back, play this audio video clip. I guess we're not simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, so it's audio only. It is a video clip of a fake government newscast. Wait till you hear this.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today. How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You know, a lot of you think Homeland Security was set up in 2002. A brand new idea to keep you safe for those pesky Al-Qaeda attacks on the towers and the Pentagon. Well, guess what? Bill Clinton gave speeches about it in 93. NORTHCOM was set up in 95. That is the military dictatorship over the United States. They're now openly announcing it and introducing it to slaves. And they'll use things like hyping up this bird, swine, slash human flu. They're calling it swine flu. It's bird, swine, human flu mixture. And so I'm going to play that clip coming up and some more of your calls. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Grant, Kelly, Donald, and others. Calls from Nova Scotia to Austin, Texas. And I've got this audio clip of a fake newscast the feds produced for part of their drill just months before 9/11. And it ties into the bird flu. It ties into smallpox. Wait till you hear it. But I wanted to briefly, and I'll have him up later in the week on my show, medical doctor Bill Deagle, because I've interviewed him before about the bird flu and how it's engineered, and other doctors and scientists and virologists have looked at it and said that that they're hyping and building an infrastructure for population reduction through it. But specifically, Dr. Deagle, I said some quick questions for you, and I appreciate you coming on the show today briefly. Looking at this, and I've talked to some other doctors and people, they're saying that if it's a regular mutation, it shouldn't be bird, pig, human showing up right at once, because they would have been tracking different strains of bird, human flu, pig human flu before they merged. And this is a merger of those that don't follow any original kind of evolutionary chain. And then expanding on that, that if it was an isolated mutation, say in a sewage yard or a agricultural honeypot, say in central Mexico, that it would have mutated by the time it went through different generations of people and would have been made harmless or a variant. But to have the same strain popping up all over the world simultaneously points towards not just that it's designer, but that it was transferred and vectored in an unnatural way, not just via airlines and tourism around the planet. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it makes total sense. If you look at veterinarians in Ohio, and this is reports that are just recent, 20% carry swine flu antibodies in their blood, 5% of pig farm workers. So it's not uncommon. In fact, pig flu doesn't usually kill pigs. The fact that this contains, it's like a steamer trunk on the genetics of the virus with different stamps for the locations where it's been, it means that the virus has Asian genes, avian genes, it has human genes, and it has pig flu genes, which means it comes from a lab. The fact that it already has a lethality that exceeds a normal flu means that it has lethal genes in it, so it means that it's acquired some of the genetics of, in all probability, the H5N1, which otherwise would never probably affect humans. Because until a few months ago, it couldn't even grow at less than 106 degrees. It also couldn't attach to human cells because it missed a number of amino acids that allowed it to bind to the binding domain. So this virus is the bridge, in a sense, to create a new avian swine flu reemergence. And even if this one passes out in a week or two, people should not be put their guard down. This is, without any doubt, a release by the globalists that want to set the stage and insert in the chamber, in the cake, and it's called the first phase. You insert this into the gene populations. The virus spreads. Even if it dies down, it's going to then recombine in the wild. That's called the bioreactor incubation phase.
Let me back you up on that, Doctor. It's up on Drudge. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reuters has the quote from her press conference. And I've been looking for the YouTube, but Reuters has it. Janet Napolitano, the head of the federal takeover of America, known as Homeland Security, she is saying that even if this burns out in the next few weeks, get ready for another big pandemic soon. And then they point at exactly what you just said. So not only will some of these variants mutate into harmless, you're saying some of it's going to mutate into even more deadly?
Yeah, there's three major gene issues that are present in the H5N1 worldwide. Number one, it's become resistant to Tamiflu or Oseltamivir, which is the Oseltamivir is the drug, of course, which the former members of the Bush administration had shares in. It is sensitive to that, according to their at least initial strains, if it's all one strain. But there's three changes. Firstly, in the PB2 gene, there's a gene deletion in the H5N1 that makes it completely bypass the immune system, so it is more lethal by 30 times than the 1918 swine flu. It has a polybasic amino acid on the H gene, which we're going to find out in the next few days or weeks what the genetics are. If it has six polybasic amino acids, it means it acquired it from the H5N1. And then there's an NS1 gene change, which also makes it far more lethal. So if even just these three changes are present, we now know, besides the five amino acids on the binding domain, if those are present, which we know this new swine flu does have them, it's going to acquire the lethal genes in the wild because millions of birds all over the world are dying, including, I'm getting reports from British Columbia, Washington State, Oregon State.
No, we've got, Doctor, I'm sure you know, we've got mainstream articles about pigs all over the U.S., entire herds of pigs on pig farms, all dying, birds dying, and cows dying, which I don't understand.
Yeah, and this can, by the way, leap into cattle farms. I'm going to be on some other radio shows here this week. It's very dangerous because this can leap into cattle herds, wild animals. When it emerged after a few years ago in China near Xinjiang, which is an old nuclear site in North China, it actually in the Qinghai Game Reserve. And got into surrounding communities within several hundred miles. The Chinese policy was a scorched earth policy. They literally came in and killed everything. Animals, humans, everything. I have reports out of China that their approach was, we're going to completely stomp this out before it
moves. But is it right to say this is a super virus because...
Yes. Well, it is. And the thing is, even if it is doesn't emerge this time, it's going to come back. And
well, what do you mean doesn't emerge? I mean, it's clearly airborne human to human.
Oh yeah, but I mean,
why do we see? Do you think we're having cover-ups of the real deaths in Mexico? Because I'm getting call after call from Mexico City that it's just people are sick all over.
Well, my guess is that the lethality right now is somewhere between 3 and 8 to 10%. But no matter how it is right now, it means that the virus is spreading very efficiently in humans. It's also probably getting into animal populations. And that means that it's inserting the genes where it's going to come back in weeks or months, most likely.
But what does it mean that they're saying this, the same virus is all over the world now in just a matter of this time? And I mean, if it went through all these humans to mutate, it would have already been a different virus, correct? Or is that...
Well, there's a lot of... Well, no, because it can travel so quickly. In the time of the steamer ship, it traveled around the world in a matter of months. Now you can travel around the world in a day. So,
no, I know, but I mean, through its mutations, though.
Well, it doesn't really mutate. What's interesting is the old theory was that it did what's called reassortment.
So it's like AIDS. It stays the same.
It does a thing called recombination. If you can have, the thing that's particularly bad about this is you have, let's say, a bird, like a crow or a vulture, let's say, in Texas. This virus, the swine flu one, can grow in a human or a vulture, okay, or a crow. But the avian flu could pretty well only grow in a bird, so it's not going to affect a human. Now what this new virus does is allow a bridge to get into cattle, sheep, horses, polo ponies, humans, and it can devastate all kinds of things.
So it's like a Rosetta Stone. It has a skeleton key on the end of it.
Right. So it's able to actually jump into other humans, animals. It could wipe out alligators. I mean, it isn't just going to perhaps go after mammals. And the thing that, looking at the genetics of this, it's going to allow the bridge to allow the emerging pandemic will be primarily a swine flu pandemic that'll have new avianized genes. And if they're not in this particular emergent wave, the following waves, just like a rogue wave, will be bigger and contain the lethal genes. So this is the first.
So this is not hype. Now, Dr. Deagle, a medical doctor, should people run out and then take the vaccines they say they're breeding?
In fact, what they did is they stopped the vaccine. The World Health Organization recommended the Mexicans stop because what they were doing is turning the people of Mexico into bioreactors because they were inserting attenuated virus that would allow it to recombine when they have an active infection of the current.
Which is exactly what happened with Baxter in Europe, secretly mixing it with a vaccine stock, which the scientists said was a perfect way to cause a mutation, correct?
Right, and they did it in the...
Stay there. I want to come back with a final segment and play this video clip.
Yeah.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit TubeNatural.com and order today. TubeNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TubeNatural.com. That's TobeNatural.com. TubeNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, final segment. I tell you, 2 hours has gone by way too quick. I loaded phone lines here and a ton of stuff I want to get to in this video clip. It's a video clip up on InfoWars.com, audio here for the radio. But it's so important because, notice they say Saddam Hussein working with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda right before 9/11, putting out fear-mongering fake newscast shown on TV stations, shown to feds to brainwash them, where there's going to be a smallpox outbreak. Then they stage 9/11. They try to get the police and military to take the smallpox shots. They refuse, even under orders. The first responders, nurses, doctors refuse. The head of human health and human services refuses to take it. Those that do take it, a lot of them have heart attacks because of an autoimmune inflammation response that happened. I want this is coming up. But Dr. Deagle, I got to get you up on my show sometime tomorrow. We'll try to do that. So just my producer will call you in the morning. And I'm also going to get Steve Quayle on and a bunch of other people that have really been on top of this. All the dead microbiologists governments have been killing in the buildup to this. I hope that this just kind of runs itself out and mutates into something that's not deadly. But just from my own layman studies, to have it all mixed up like this and come out of nowhere and the way the media is handling it, it stinks to high heaven. We know this is their ace in the hole. Your website is what, NutriMedicalReport.com? Folks can find out more there?
It's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The 12 years ago when I spoke in Zurich, Switzerland, to Human Life International, I was given documents, and this is my first major exposure to it, that one of the three projects they were doing was the World Health Organization, the United Nations, funded by the Rothschilds, had conspired with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, USAMRID, and the Center for Disease Control to exhume the bodies of deceased whalers and take the gene fragments of the swine flu 1918 and with a supercomputer and bioengines rebuild the virus de novo. So this virus is resurrected.
Wait, are you saying this is the 1918 flu?
Yeah, and what they did is they then added avian genes and then inserted it into the population of birds since 97.
To get it to give it a better spread factor?
Right, and they spread it all over, and now it's in all continents as of last year. And now what they have is they have this new bridge virus, and now inserting this bridge virus, which is a swine flu avian human hybrid, they now have the bridge virus, which now as it spreads, it's going to allow the weaponized genes, which are killing birds, to jump into other animals and humans.
Well, there's no doubt that Baxter International got caught mixing live bird flu in the main vaccine vats at 18 locations. By the grace of God, the companies found out and said, what are you doing? And Czech Republic doctors said, this is the perfect way to mix this in with the other normal flu versions, human flus, to cause an airborne super bird flu that has a 90% kill rate, correct?
That's right. In fact, we found out that Baxter Labs, we've had Alexander S. Jones, maybe not a direct relative, an NIH whistleblower, has been on the show a number of times, along with Dr. Rebecca Carley and Dr. H. Ruat. And we've been tracking literally daily, and their phone is now disconnected at BioTest in the Czech Republic. Baxter's not responding. None of the four countries or any of the agencies are reporting anything in the media in Eastern Europe. We don't know how many countries. We don't know what happened to the 37 quarantined in the Czech Republic. There's a total blackout, and they're
using... Yeah, for those that don't know, if you just Google homeless die from bird flu vaccine, it's London Telegraph and other news. The government told them it was a regular shot at a health clinic, killed them all deader than a hammer. Dr. Deagle, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Absolutely amazing, important. This is not going away.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but we certainly got to take it serious, knowing how evil the globalists are and the way they've been hyping this.
Yeah, absolutely. Pay attention. Take care, everybody.
Oh, my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I'll be on the radio tomorrow, 11 to 3, covering all this in detail. And yeah, go ahead and call Du. I need him to come in tonight, the producer. Let's get Rebecca Carley on. I'm going in tonight after I work on this book. I'm working on a book. I'm writing it for 2 hours after the show. And then I'm going to go in. Let's get on to Rebecca Carley on. All those other bird flu medical doctors we've been having on. I want to get Steve Quayle on because he said Monday on the show, before any of us was even in the news, that they were about to launch a bird flu attack. Now, this may just be we know it's a manufactured virus. I mean, that's a 95% chance. Deagle's saying no doubt. Many others are saying no doubt. Even mainstream media saying it looks like it's a designer. But, again, just fear-mongering, killing a few people, causing a bunch of sickness. They get to get everybody trained to take vaccines, go through the system. They make money. You know, Baxter and others do with the vaccines. The Tamiflu people do. I mean, this does not mean the end of the world. You know, and I know some people think that, and we're just giving you all sides and all views of this. But I'm right here in Texas where this stuff's, they're closing schools all around me, and I got three small children. So we are certainly in the middle of this here. Let's play this video clip and take a few calls at the end if we have time. This was in June of 2001, months before 9/11, a fake newscast produced by the feds before 9/11, before they blamed the attacks on Saddam and the fake WMDs. Listen to what they were showing feds to brainwash them and fearmonger them into accepting the New World Order and martial law. Listen to this carefully.
Evening. We interrupt our regular programming to return to Southwest Medical Center, the continuing coverage of the outbreak of...
Hey, guys, hit pause.
No.
What you've got is you are playing two of those are open. Two YouTubes are open. So that's up on Infowars.com, or something else is being fed over the computer system in there. So I think we need to just pull these clips and put them to disk or put them on another computer, and we'll play that clip when we get a chance. If not, it's up on Infowars.com for folks right now. Just reload the page. That's the best answer to the situation. Thank you. While we're doing that, let's take a call from Kelly in Austin. Kelly, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kelly.
I'm concerned about, I teach public school in the Austin area, and I am very concerned about my students who travel over the border. They don't go to resorts or anything like that, but they'll leave for 10 days at a time and come back. How concerned should we be in the public schools right here in Austin?
Well, I mean, we should be concerned because we have a criminal government that has been caught testing chemicals and biologicals on the American people. We have Dr. Eric Pianca in biology department right here at UT who said he can't wait for airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us. And then he gets standing ovations at the Texas Academy of Sciences and gets invited to Europe to speak. And then I had his graduate students send me threatening emails when I exposed him 3 years ago and it broke into national news. He's just one of thousands of these characters. And I would Google the graduate students' names and see them in white lab coats working at bioweapons labs. So you find out the folks working at bioweapons labs and the folks that released the weaponized foot and mouth in England 2001, it was the government. I mean, that's confirmed. Who took 4,000-plus kids, foster kids, and radiated them to death? Declassified U.S. government. Who in 68 released a deadly bioweapon in the New York subway? The U.S. government. You know, who gets power and control? Who is into this? The U.S. government. That's what I'm concerned about, is that then the head of Homeland Security says, well, this may not be a problem, but we think there is a pandemic coming soon. And they, I mean, this is dangerous. So that's what's happening. I appreciate your call. Is that video? Okay, here's the video now. We'll play part of it. The rest is up on Infowars.com. This is a fake newscast put out by the government right before 9/11, fingering Saddam, in league with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which was the official story when the globalists staged the false attack of 9/11.
Good evening. We interrupt our regular programming to return to Southwest Medical Center and continuing coverage of the outbreak of a mystery sickness. Earlier today, hospital officials said they were admitting patients with symptoms that seemed to be severe adult chickenpox. But now we have new information. We go to Andy Field outside Southwest Medical Center. Good evening, Andy. What can you tell us?
Sheila, we've been moved to an isolated area behind the hospital. And off the record, doctors here suspect that at least five patients hospitalized at Southwest may have smallpox. Now, for those of us who don't remember the disease, it is a deadly virus. We haven't seen it in this country in at least 20 years. Now, if this proves to be true, we could have a very serious health emergency on our hands. But officially, the hospital will not confirm or deny that diagnosis.
And the problem is we don't have enough vaccine to go around.
Meaning we don't have enough vaccine for the United States?
Well, I would like to think that, but we don't have sufficient stockpiles for the people in Oklahoma, Georgia, or Pennsylvania, much less for the entire United States population.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound encouraging. What do you mean exactly?
Angie, it means it could be a very dark winter for America.
Sobering. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Kadlec. We do continue to wait for official reaction to this developing situation. Now we go to a special report on the deadly effects of smallpox that led scientists to launch an eradication program thought to wipe out.
All right. Something's going on with that computer in there. That only happens when we're live on air and things are like that happening. You know what I think it is? I think I gave you guys a sheet with the video and where it came from, and you got a different version of it. But remember Nightline in 2002, after they staged this in 2001 before the attacks? Nightline had a week of fake newscast about a smallpox outbreak that happened in the United States, and then martial law, kind of like a War of the Worlds thing, where they announced it and didn't tell the people that it was a fake newscast until after the show and after all the fear they created. They are using fear-based mind control on the population. If this thing is deadly and breaks out, just wear a mask, I guess, and pray to God to protect you. I'll be live tomorrow, 11, 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com for all the affiliates out there. I want to thank you for tuning in this weekend. Take care.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.